WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Brazos County Commissioners this week approved a first-ever junkyard ordinance. County Judge Dwayne Peters says they wanted to be proactive to protect the environment as well as aesthetics outside of city limits.
It's not only the neighbors around there, but making sure that they don't spill things that could get into groundwater and all those things. These only pertain to outside the city limits. It doesn't pertain to any of the junkyards inside the city limits. They're already controlled by the cities. These will be for any junkyard that might want to come in.
The new regulation also requires existing junkyards outside city limits to meet screening requirements by October 1st. You can read what was approved on our website at WTAW.com. Meanwhile, some opponents of a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport will get another chance to speak to state officials. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has scheduled what is called a contested case hearing next month in Bryan. Officials compare this to a civil trial in district court. While anyone can attend the hearing, to qualify as a speaker, they must demonstrate how they would be adversely affected by the landfill in a way not common to the general public. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more information about the hearing scheduled the morning of April 3rd in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. And Brazos County has achieved a population milestone.
The Census Bureau's population estimate as of last July topped 200,000 for the first time. That's an increase of 3,000 from the year before and 6,000 more from the 2010 official census. Updates for Bryan and College Station will be released later this year. But the newest population figure for the BCS area, which takes in other counties, is more than 234,000. That's also an increase of 6,000 from 2010. For the 12-month period ending last July, the Dallas-Fort Worth area led the nation in population growth, followed by Houston, the Woodlands, Sugarland Metro. On the opposite end of the spectrum, 96 rural counties in Texas lost population. Robertson County dipped by about 200, Leon and Madison counties by fewer than 100. Head count in Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties increased by less than 100. The census tables are on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Downtown Bryan Association is among several groups asking the City Council to display public art on vacant city lots. DBA Director Renee Lawrence says students from A&M and the Bryan School District would build public art in the block bordered by 21st and 22nd Streets, North Main, and Bryan Avenue.
What we're building, if you can imagine a cube, a 10-foot by 10-foot by 10-foot cube, except it doesn't have any walls or sides on it. So really what it is just the framework of a cube. And that's built out of steel tube, and we're building four of those. And cubes, they can be aligned or, you know, dispersed along the lot.
The proposal goes before the City Council, acting as the Bryan Commerce and Development Board, next Tuesday. A professor at A&M says entire towns in the Rio Grande Valley are in danger of running out of water as early as this spring. Extension engineer Guy Phipps, who works with Valley Water Systems, says the situation is dire.
The problem there is the drought in the watershed area where they catch all the rainfall has been going on for several years now.
He says several irrigation districts have informed nearby towns that there simply will be no water left to send them. He says Mexico isn't helping. It owes the U.S. a ton of water under the 1944 treaty that created the Rio Grande reservoirs. And freshman Texas Senator Ted Cruz and veteran Senator Dianne Feinstein of California had some words for each other during debate over her proposed ban on assault weapons.
The question is, what kind of weapons are necessary or best suited for that defense? And obviously, the Second Amendment guarantees every individual, regardless of whether he or she is a victim of any crime, sexual assault or otherwise, to self-defense.
It's fine you want to lecture me on the Constitution. I appreciate it. Just know I've been here for a long time. I've passed on a number of bills. I've studied the Constitution myself. I am reasonably well educated, and I thank you for the lecture.
The Senate Judiciary Committee sent legislation to the full Senate. In Austin, multiple guns rights bills were debated. One was campus carry. Representative Steve Toth of the Woodlands favors allowing concealed handgun licensees to carry all over college campuses.
So do I believe that a woman should be able to defend herself? Yes. A gun is the great equalizer for a woman or a small man.
Another proposal would create a new category of law enforcement, creating school marshals that would be similar to federal air marshals. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 50 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
At Batteries Plus, we'll be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman to save $7 on Switch, Satco, and Zanaro LED light bulbs. And $5 off Sylvania LED now through March 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Good morning, 714, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
With high pressure stretched out over the Plain States, we'll continue to enjoy lots of sunshine. Warm weather has definitely moved into the area. It's going to hang around into the weekend. Sun today with a high of 75 to 80, partly cloudy tonight near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clouding up near 60 degrees. Sunday is going to be partly to mostly cloudy, and the highs on Sunday will be near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Get you caught up in the SEC basketball tournament, and both Aggie men's baseball and ladies softball play their SEC openers this weekend. All that and more with sports at 7:50.
The weather will be beautiful for any kind of outdoor activity.
Yes.
You could even stand out on a patio and drink green beer if you wanted to.
Yes.
I mean, if you want to make that an outdoor type thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Do they have a big deal in Shamrock, Texas, do you wonder? I mean, I don't know if they do or not.
You know, honest to goodness, I don't know.
They should.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, there's no doubt about that. It's now, do we have any prizes to give away? I don't think we have any prizes. That's too bad, because I've got a great trivia
question. Oh, well, do we still have any mouse pads left?
Yeah, but I mean, it's March.
Well.
Actually, it's almost April.
Some people haven't bought calendars yet.
Well,
they've been that busy.
You know, that's probably
right. I mean,
what
are we going to do? Give them out next year?
Yeah, right. They really won't be any good. Next year, they will be just jar openers.
Is it St. Patrick's?
Yeah, it is.
Let's play Stump the Chump.
I don't know how that works.
You ask me, and I see if I can come up with it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and if you do, you get a prize? How does that work?
That's what I'm working on.
And if he can win a prize, can I win a prize,
really?
Too?
See? Hey.
Thanks, Kat.
I want a bumper sticker.
Yeah. Okay. What, you don't have enough bumper stickers on your car? Have you seen this? Have you seen the back of her car?
Yeah, she's kind of hippie-esque.
Oh, come on, y'all. At least I haven't scraped off to where it says Yo instead of Toyota.
Yeah, that's also true. And, you know, and she's not using duct tape to keep, like, the lens of her tail light on.
It's where I keep all my liberal policies in the way I
that's it, of course.
Have my car look.
We got some... Bill's done a great job of putting the links on the website if you want to go see the actual numbers as far as population. And as he mentioned, Brazos County by July will be projected to have 200,000 people in the county. Possibly by the end of the year, College Station may have 100,000 as their population. You know, we'll see how that goes. But both of those things, when you take into consideration the national trend, story this morning in the Washington Times, a record number of U.S. counties, that's more than one in three, are dying off, hit by aging population, weakened local economies that are spurring young adults to seek jobs and build families elsewhere. And it would appear that one of those elsewheres would be the state of Texas. I mean, we've been telling you, 1,000 people a day are moving to Texas. And again, as our report said, Brazos County will hit 200,000, up from about 197. And then in 2010 census was about 95,000. But you consider that Texas is already the second most populous state and continue to have these big numbers. Again, 132,000 people moved into the Metroplex. I mean, really? 132,000? And in the Woodlands area, 125,000 people have moved into the Woodlands and then down into Fort Bend County.
This year?
Those numbers, well, since the, let's see, from 2011 to 2012. Yeah.
So in 1 year.
Yeah, pretty amazing
holy
numbers.
Cow.
Yeah, the numbers are just amazing. The Houston Woodlands Sugarland metropolitan area added more than 125,000 people for the 1 year period ending in July.
Ha!
A lot of folks.
We're going to have some serious, if we're not smart, serious growing pains.
Yep. In all, 96 of Texas' 254 counties lost population from 2010 to 2012. So some people may be moving to different parts of Texas. But no, you're exactly right. And that's the reason we need to worry about, first, education, making sure that we can educate these kids. Second, that we can provide what we need, for instance, water and power. And again, we're kind of in a bubble here, which is a nice thing. We're immune to a lot of these problems that the state does have to look at.
True.
As we have new people come in. And, you know, we've been saying for years, watch California, because you don't want to do what happens out there. And, you know, we are right on that highway. We are just to that point.
Highway being the operative word on that
one, too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But again, we need to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes that California did and get into that situation. And again, we love people bringing their tax money in here. We just don't need their politics, okay? Because, you know.
Obviously, it didn't work.
We got to educate them. We don't need to hear, that's not the way we did it back home, okay? If that's not the way you did it back home, then
go back home. Don't move to Texas.
That's exactly right. Yeah, go back. Don't bother us.
That's why you're here now. Listen and learn.
Yeah, that's right. You came down here because we're doing it better. Now find out why.
This is your second chance.
Yeah.
Be quiet and let the grown folks talk.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, with that in mind, we may have more Irish people. The states with the largest Irish population.
Faith and Begorra.
Do you know? The state with the largest Irish population?
I would say...
Pennsylvania?
No, I'm going to say Boston.
Boston's not a state.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, oh, okay. No, as a matter of fact. Pennsylvania's number three.
That's where our people came from originally.
Oh, okay. California's number one.
California, get out of here.
Yep, 2.6 million people in California. New York second. You know, Texas doesn't rank too highly when it comes to that. Now, from a... But the deal is, and of course, you know that there are a lot more people in the U.S. with Irish backgrounds than live in Ireland, because there's what, like 4 million people.
4.5 million in Ireland.
Yeah, like the guy in the with the quote pipe on the leprechaun video in Mobile, Alabama. His Irish great great grandfather who gave him the leprechaun pipe. Haven't y'all ever seen that video? It's from a news reel from several years ago where this Leprechaun had been sighted in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama.
Gosh, I'm picking up bad habits from
the
TSN
really
people.
Yes, you are. Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Well, I'll play it for you off the air or on the air. We'll
That's
see.
Right. The biggest St. Patrick's Day parade, of course, is held in New York. It originated in 1762 when a group of Irish-born militia on their way to a breakfast celebrating St. Patrick's Day staged an impromptu march through the streets.
The Irish parade in Boston is awful.
Is it?
Well, it's terrible.
I was going to say, well, you know.
Well, no kid, if they pronounce Celtic like Celtic, then they're going to have problems somewhere.
Of course
somewhere.
They are. Well, but the other thing is that they, you know, probably stop off at the pubs along the way, right?
Yes. yes, I did.
Yeah, so you forget this. One of the oldest St. Patrick's Day parades, amazingly, Savannah, Georgia. There's a large Irish population. They first held theirs in 1824.
Holy
Savannah,
cow.
Georgia. See, you wouldn't think that, would you?
Uh-uh.
All right, don't forget now, also, we've got Shamrock, Texas. There's also Mount Gay Shamrock, West Virginia. But Shamrock, Texas, we got us 2,600 people living there. So there's Shamrock Lakes, Indiana. And so there you go. So I don't know, is it different when St. Patrick's Day is on a weekend as opposed to when it's during the week? Does it make any difference?
I would not guess so.
Yeah, not for my family.
Party is party, right?
Yeah, pretty
well,
much.
St. Patrick is my favorite saint.
Why is
one
that?
Of them.
Right.
Just, I think he has like one of the coolest stories.
Oh, yeah. Well, it brought Christianity basically to Ireland, right?
Well, not just that, but he was enslaved as a kid by the Irish, and he escaped when he was a teenager, and then felt like God told him to go back to the people who had enslaved him to talk about God. And I just think that's really cool.
And since we're talking God, our bar tab on Sunday will be $245 million.
Yeah!
For the nation.
Go for that. That'll be wonderful. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Sorry, I had to throw that
that's
in.
All right. So, yeah, go ahead.
Are either of you going to watch The Quiet Man?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's an old John Wayne movie. It's good. With Maureen O'Hara. Man, she's beautiful.
Okay.
We watch that also.
Okay. Maybe on this weekend. Huh? So, Carnival continuing to have problems. I'm telling you, they got to change their name.
Yeah.
They've got to.
It's time to look at priorities or something.
Carnival Triumph had the engine room fire that stranded the vessel, 4,200 passengers. More than then, earlier this week, the cruise ship Carnival Dream, obviously not, stalled
nightmare.
Without power. Toilets stopped up off the Caribbean island of St. Martin. And no one was allowed to get off the vessel despite the fact the ship was docked. How does that work?
How is that not kidnapping?
I'm not sure.
Well, it could have to do with passports if the cruise isn't specifically set up for that country for them to get out or whatever.
Well, get to the State Department or something and get that taken care of. I mean, you're going to make people stay on a boat that doesn't have toilets?
It is bad.
I mean, at least they had liquor and air conditioning. I guess that probably worked.
And as long as plenty of jewelry to buy.
Well, that's the...
And Schwarzkopf crystals.
And you can gamble, you know, so as long as you can do that, stay there and... Would you say Schwarzkopf?
Or is it Swarovski?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm
Swarovski.
Not a very...
Because Norman Schwarzkopf did not make crystal. I guarantee you that.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is approaching fast. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing returns since 1987 and are an authorized IRS e-file provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the peace of mind that comes from having your return professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
We're running up on St. Patrick's Day in a big hurry. It's Sunday this year, and at O'Bannon's, they're going to open at 9 o'clock for breakfast. 10 a.m., they start pulling pints of Guinness and green beer, and the music and festivities start in full. Global Events, as a matter of fact, will be there serving up traditional Irish menu items such as fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and corned beef and cabbage. Now, they're going to block off the entire street so they can set up the stage with live music all day with the Blackguards. They're a big Irish rock band here with a Texas twist, and the tea merchants will bring traditional foot-stomp and fiddle music, too. Lots of contests for your chance to win great stuff all day long, like shirts, beads, shot glasses, hats, just about everything else that you can think of for giveaways. And on St. Patrick's Day, the pub is always visited by Guinness, Jameson's, Tallamore-Dew, Bushmills, Smithwick's, Killian's, and last year, as a matter of fact, they were even visited by the Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah, they came by O'Bannon's too. 17 hours of the biggest, most authentic St. Patrick's Day celebration in town. West End of Northgate, just off Church Street. Happy St. Patrick's Day from O'Bannon's.
It's 726. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Sunny and warm, but kind of breezy, as a matter of fact. Winds gusting up to 20 or 25 miles an hour today and on through the weekend. High temperature each day, right about 80 or so. We'll be up to 83 on Monday and cools down a little bit to 74 on Tuesday. No mention of rain all the way through the forecast through Tuesday. Anyhow, right now, winds are out of the southeast at 3. We've got humidity of 86%, fair skies, and it's 50 out there.
I can't wait until I get my new truck.
Me too.
Girls can drive a truck.
This girl can.
Want a new truck? Well, it's Truck Month at Team of Navasota, where you can get a new Silverado Crew Cab from Team Chevy for $26,388.
Nice price.
Or you can get $9,000 off a brand new heavy duty.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota,
where you get a nice price.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aguilandrealestate.com.
Congresswoman Marsha Fudge is hot, and I'm not talking about hot looking. She's hot under the collar hot. The Ohio Democrat, who also chairs the Congressional Black Caucasians, went public with her criticism of Obama's cabinet picks. On Monday, she sent Obama a letter saying, "You have publicly expressed your commitment to retaining diversity within your cabinet. However, the people you've picked to appoint in this new term have hardly been reflective of this country's diversity. They're all white, you see, and that's not all right." The Black Caucasians say that people have been calling their offices angry that Obama has not appointed black people to key positions. So far, Obama has chosen secretaries of state, treasury, energy, interior, and made appointments to the EPA, CIA, and Office of Management and Budget. They're all white. Not all right. Obama sent out spokesman Jay Carney, another white guy, to say that Obama will be making more appointments, and he's committed to diversity. In other words, Fudge and her posse should cut the brother a break, step back, and chillax until all the appointments are made. Now, that might satisfy hot Fudge, but that leaves those angry constituents to deal with. The Black Caucasians could remind them, Eric Holder and Susan Rice, who was thrown under the bus for the Secretary of State job, are still on the payroll. The Black Caucasians can tell them if they haven't been angry over high unemployment, terrible schools, and everything else Obama's done, then why get mad now? Just have a hot fudge sundae and chillax.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Thanks for calling Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Hi. I just found out our company lost a contract because our D&B business credit file had missing scores or incomplete information. Can you help me with that?
Of course. Can I get the name of your business?
Sure. DBC Manufacturing in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay. I've got your business credit file right here. And I do see incomplete areas and missing scores that could be affecting your business.
Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. has a free offer to help you grow your business. Call now for a free review of your company's D&B file. At last, you get to see what banks and businesses see when they pull your credit file. You'll learn tips to help improve what your file says about your business. This could be the key that helps you land more business and get better credit terms and bank loans. This free offer won't last long, so hurry. Call 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Census Bureau has come out with some of its annual population estimates.
The Bryan-College Station area is not growing as fast as Dallas-Fort Worth or Houston, which led the nation, but 3,000 more people came to the BCS statistical area, which takes in portions of neighboring counties. That's during the last 12-month period ending last July. Another 3,000 moved into Brazos County, marking the first time the county population exceeded 200,000. For surrounding counties, population increased by fewer than 100 in Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties. Headcount dropped by under 100 in Madison and Leon counties and almost 200 in Robertson County. They were among the 96 rural counties in Texas that's lost population since 2010. The census will release population estimates for individual cities later this year. Online at WTAW.com are the tables of the county and market figures. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan and College Station have regulations controlling junkyards. This week, an ordinance was approved by the Brazos County Commission. County Judge Dwayne Peters says this applies to businesses operating outside of city limits.
There are state-required ordinances, and a lot of times it's if they're on a state road, they require fencing and all to protect the site. But those rules don't apply out on a county road. So we've implemented those same type rules that the state requires on our roads.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the new regulations, which also require existing county junkyards to meet screening requirements by October 1st. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has scheduled another public hearing on a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport. Online at WTAW.com are details of the April 3rd hearing in downtown Bryan at the Brazos County Commission's meeting room. Speakers will be limited to those who can demonstrate they would be adversely affected in a way not common to members of the general public by the landfill, which would collect construction debris. State officials say the contested case hearing is a legal proceeding that will be conducted similarly to a civil trial in district court. Also, a public-private partnership to bring outdoor art to the north end of downtown Bryan goes before the City Council next Tuesday. Downtown Bryan Association Director Renee Lawrence says the Brazos Valley Arts Council, the Bryan School District, and A&M are also involved.
And it's really a framework, an armature, or a structure, if you will, for the artists to design what they will to either hang from it or suspend from it or swing from it. So it's really an open-ended project. And the idea is for it to be renewed. Whatever art installation goes in there gets renewed annually.
The council has been asked to allow the outdoor art in the block bordered by North Main, Bryan Avenue, 21st and 22nd. And 10 different gun rights bills are being debated at the state capitol. One bill would create a new category of law enforcement. State Representative Jason Villalba of Dallas describes his school marshal plan as similar to the federal air marshal program, but for public schools.
An employee of the school is probably a vice principal, a custodian, a coach, and those individuals undergo significant training to become a new category of licensed law enforcement officer under Texas state law.
A campus carry bill allowing concealed handgun licensees complete access on college campuses is also being debated. In Washington, a proposed ban on assault weapons included exchanges between Senators Ted Cruz of Texas and Dianne Feinstein of California.
It seems to me that all of us should begin as our foundational document with the Constitution. And the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights provides that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
You use the word prohibit. It exempts 2,271 weapons. Isn't that enough for the people in the United States?
Mr.
Do
Chairman?
Do they need a bazooka?
Cruz and John Cornyn both voted against Feinstein's ban as the legislation proceeded to the full Senate. and officials of water systems along the Rio Grande Valley are working with an extension engineer from A&M to deal with supply problems. Professor Guy Phipps says entire towns are in danger of running out of water this spring.
They're going to be likely out of water come April, May, and will not be able to deliver municipal water.
Phipps says several irrigation districts have informed nearby towns that there simply will be no water left to send them. WTOW News time is 7:36. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Hi, I'm Locke Paschal, interior designer at Wilton's Office Works. Stan, Marlo, and I would like to thank you for your continued support during our current remodel and wanted to give you an update on how things are progressing. We're very close to the end of renovations on the interior, Wilton's, so come by and take a look. Our next step will be the exterior, so be on the lookout as you pass our showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. I'd like to invite you to stop in and visit us as we celebrate our improvements and find us online at Wilton's.com.
It's time for Bryan College Station's 2013 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun with a delicious seated meal and silent auction. Tickets are $50 and the luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, April 4th at the Hilton and College Station. For more information or to sponsor a table, please call 512-338-2425. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 512-338-2425.
7:37. Good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
With high pressure stretched out over the Plain States, we'll continue to enjoy lots of sunshine. Warm weather has definitely moved into the area. It's going to hang around into the weekend. Sun today with a high of 75 to 80, partly cloudy tonight near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clouding up near 60 degrees. Sunday is going to be partly to mostly cloudy, and the highs on Sunday will be near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, it was an ugly game, which I thought was to our advantage in some ways.
And actually, it turned out not to be that big of an advantage at all for Fighting Texas Aggie basketball at the SEC tournament. Men's and women's baseball and softball kickoff, and Kelsey Bone has been nominated for the John R. Wooden Award. We'll get all that and more coming up with sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
All right, going to be 80-ish again today and all the way through the weekend, and rather windy. See how that works.
Be loverly.
It should be. Should be pretty nice. All right, so more U.S. American drivers chatted on the phone or used email and text messaging whilst behind the wheel in 2011 than did their counterparts in several Western European countries. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, yeah, I don't know why, showed 69% of Americans in the age bracket 18 to 64 reported that they had talked on their cell phone while driving in the previous 30 days. 70% of us, basically.
My guess is we have more rural stretches and our roads are a lot bigger, so we don't feel so much like, oh my gosh, there's a car 3 inches from my car.
Well, that's the number two and three reason. The number one reason is because we're American.
Okay.
Those rules don't apply to us. And the sooner those Euro trash people understand that, the better. In Europe, the rates range from like 59% in Portugal down to 21% in the UK. About a third of Americans reported that they had read or sent text or email messages while operating a car, compared to, for instance, 15% in Spain. So 33% in America, 15% in Spain.
And I think a lot of Americans drive more than in European countries.
There's no doubt.
Because
exactly
they have
right.
a lot, they're a lot smaller and they have much better public,
yep.
You know, buses and trains and yep. stuff.
Well, and once again, we're Americans and we don't like to hang around people we don't know.
That's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It really is. Yeah. Have you ever been to a construction site?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you can always tell how many people are working on the construction site by counting the number of pickups, because nobody drives to the site with anybody else.
Well, they're not necessarily all coming from the same area. We have to drive further distances.
That's fine, but I don't think they do carpooling at construction sites.
I mean, do big manly construction men strike? Hey, you want to carpool?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't. Yeah, they just know.
Hey, while you're in the car, let me share my fruit runs with you.
Yeah.
I've got some yogurt in the back, granola.
That's right. Yeah, some man yogurt. No, I don't think that's going to happen. Right, exactly. So that's the reason. It was we're out there. It's our world. Once we get in there and slam the door, it is our domain. Everybody else, get out of the way. Just because we're Americans.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of Americans, what does America crave? Obviously, a taco wrapped with a big Dorito.
Yes, sir,
oh, man.
Bob.
Have you had one of those yet?
Yes, sir, Bob.
How was it?
It was good.
Almost thought you would say yes or Bob
now,
one more time.
Now, this was the, is this the ranch one that you did?
I got one of each.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what, there's a regular, and then there's one that's...
There's Doritos, and there's Cool Ranch.
I still need to try it. Where did you find it? Well, do they have it locally?
Taco Bell.
Well,
yeah.
I know, but recently on this very informative show...
Right.
You were saying that they were only in specific Taco Bells.
But it was a day. That was a day early. See, that was the day early rollout, and that's what got people upset.
The day of, I went.
Okay, now, do you get junk on your fingers?
No, they actually come in a sleeve.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if
if you wanted to, you could get junk on your fingers, Scott.
That way you could lick your fingers after you finish
eating.
Exactly. Oh, would that be just awesome or what? Anyway. As a matter of fact, the Doritos Locos Taco may have added 15,000 jobs. I mean, just as they're needing to crank these things out. More than 375 million were sold in 2012, or about a million a day.
So are these going to be seasonal jobs? Is it the next McRib?
Well, what they're saying is the Taco Bell has grown faster than KFC, Pizza Hut, and even McDonald's. Taco Bell's CEO called the Doritos Locos Taco the biggest launch in Taco Bell history.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I'm thinking a VP got a bonus out of that deal.
Oh, yeah.
People are definitely more excited about these tacos than about the crunch breakfast things. Well, sure. Although those are good.
Are they? That they have at Taco Bell?
Yeah. Somebody brought them to the station.
That's true. That's how we tried them. But, you know, it's interesting because not quite to this level, but the same thing happened for Dairy Queen with Blizzards. I mean, Dairy Queen was losing market share, and somebody came up with this idea of the Blizzard thing, and I mean, I'm sure it saved some stores and, you know, kept the ones in the little towns open or whatever, or the big towns.
They're all in little towns.
Yeah, they kind of are. But anyhow, but that's interesting. This ends up being the thing that makes the difference, and obviously Frito-Lay's got to be loving that. Because they get a little piece
now,
of that action.
Now, you've talked about finger licking. You've talked about they're loving that. Let's stop throwing around McDonald's and KFC and all these other restaurants to describe Taco Bell.
Oh, well, okay.
You might get sued on here
or
something.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, I don't know. What did they say? Think outside the bun? Do they still use that? Is that still their slogan?
Yeah, but that's
slogan?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're not advertising here. We're giving them good talk. So, a man in Connecticut raised $5,000 online to fund his trip to visit all 788 of his Facebook friends in person.
Wow.
Ty Morin, way to go, Ty, said the aim of the Friend Request Accepted project, which is funded by donations received on Kickstarter.com, is to connect with people, no more hiding behind the screen of social media. Stop looking down at your phone and pretending you're texting your BFF when you walk by an old friend from high school. Very nice. Very nice. Let's get out there and remind people what it's like to have face-to-face conversations with somebody. Just good on him that he was able to raise $5,000 online for this thing.
That same program, they raised $2 million to fund a movie yesterday.
To fund a movie?
Yeah.
What was the movie about?
Veronica Mars.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very interesting. Hello?
Just to let you know, Taco Bell and KFC are owned by the same parent company. You can't get sued.
That's true. That's a good point. That's exactly
right. Well, wonderful. We just didn't want to get KFC's feathers in a ruffle.
And Pizza Hut's in there, too. They right? PepsiCo, is that all?
Yeah, I think it also encompasses Frito-Lay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, does it? Well, okay.
I think so.
Well, that would make sense to cross-promote. If we have time later on this morning, what kind of a TV viewer you are. What kind of a TV viewer you are, because, again, you want to fall into a group, right? You don't want to be an outcast.
I don't want to be one of a kind.
Well, that's it. If you don't know who you are, we're going to be able to help you identify yourself.
Thank heavens.
Makes you feel better.
That's why we're here. Plus, our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman to save $7 on Switch, Satco, and Zanaro LED light bulbs. And $5 off Sylvania LED now through March 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you have ambitions you've kept hidden from everyone around you? Maybe it's time to break them free from the shelter you've built to protect them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Had you been walking by Henry Ford's Detroit home that summer day in 1896, you might have thought he'd lost his mind. There he was, axe in hand, chopping away at the doorframe and surrounding brick of his makeshift garage. What you actually would have been witnessing was history in the making. Ford had spent 7 years building what he called a quadricycle. Today we call it an automobile. It was a two-seat carriage with four bicycle wheels and a gas engine he built himself. But after he fired it up, Ford discovered his quadricycle was too big to fit through the door. And that's when he got out an axe and went to work. The shelter he'd used to protect his greatest invention had become a trap, holding it back. It's not uncommon for people to keep their dreams hidden. A hopeful musician refuses to let anyone hear his music. A would-be artist never shows her paintings. They shelter their ambitions so no one can insult or criticize them. But like Ford's makeshift garage, what was intended to protect eventually becomes a trap holding them back. Maybe it's time to break your dreams free and share them with the world. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:49. Number 6 seed Missouri defeated cold-shooting Texas A&M 62-50 in the second round of the SEC tournament. A&M, 18-15 now on the season, shot a season-low 24%, going 14-58 against former Big 12 rivals Missouri. Missouri, 23-9, led from start to finish and earned a quarterfinal matchup with number 3 Mississippi. That's the 3 seed. And here's Coach Kennedy after the game.
Well, it was an ugly game, which I thought was to our advantage in some ways, but you got to give Missouri credit. Their length and their defense forced us into really not being able to make shots. We thought we had some opportunities to score. When we did, we just couldn't put the ball in a hole, but thought Missouri's size was a factor of that in their defensive effort.
The Aggies had ranked 4th in the SEC in field goal percentage during the regular season, but the Aggies had all kinds of trouble last night scoring, and star guard Elston Turner playing with the broken pinky, the 6'5" senior, shot 3 of 17 and scored only 7 points. That's only the third time this season he'd been held to single digits. Still a very, very, very outside chance the Aggies could make the NIT, but it's doubtful. Texas A&M baseball makes their SEC baseball debut with the first ever meeting versus the Georgia Bulldogs this weekend at Olsen. A&M is 9-3 at home and hopes to capitalize on the opportunity of open league play right here in Aggieland. Georgia stumbled a bit out of the gates. They own an 8-9 record heading into Friday night's action. And here's Coach Childress on the team.
Well, it was an ugly game, which I thought.
You know, I think we're hitting close to 300 the last 3 or 4 weeks, and, you know, we just need another hit here or there when it matters with runners on to, you know, find a way to win some of those games. We're 12-7 and could be 15-3 real quick, but we're not. I mean, we're 12-7 and that's what we are, and we got to continue to get better, and I do see improvement in our team.
Kyle Martin will take the hill for the Aggies tonight. First pitch is at 6:35. All the action is here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. By the way, Saturday, 2:05, Sunday, 12:05 for start times of those games. The number 5 Texas A&M softball team, 23-2 on the season, make their home Southeast SEC debut this weekend with a 3-game league series against Arkansas, who are 19-7. It's all at the Aggie Softball Complex. Game 1 set for 7 o'clock tonight. A&M junior Kelsey Bone is named John R. Wooden Award finalist on that list, selected by the Wooden Award National Advisory Board. Now, the ballots are made up of 15 students who have proven to their universities they're making progress towards graduating and maintaining a cumulative 2.0 GPA. Bone was also named the SEC Tournament MVP last week following A&M's first-ever SEC Tournament title. Turning now to the NBA, Tim Duncan had 28 points and 19 rebounds, and the Spurs escaped with a 92-91 victory over Dallas. 24th-ranked Fighting Irish of Notre Dame beat number 12 Marquette, 73-65. Longhorns fell to number 11 K-State, 66-49 yesterday. Excuse me. Visiting team on the scoreboard, the Dominican Republic, made itself right at home here in the United States with a 3-1 victory Thursday to earn a berth into the final round of the World Baseball Classic. I believe that'll happen this weekend. Houston Texans made a big pitch for free agent Ed Reed yesterday. Reed was picked up by general manager Rick Smith in a private jet before a series of meetings, including defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. In spring training baseball, Ian Kinsler had an RBI double, scored twice, and Elvis Artis had 2 hits, drove in a run, and scored another, lifting the Texas Rangers 6-2 over the Oakland Athletics. Jason Wirth misplayed a fly ball for a 3-base error in the top of the first. He made up for it by hitting a dinger at the bottom of the first. Mitch Owings' grand slam led the Nationals past the Astros 6-3. And finally, outdoor season begins for the national champion Aggie track team. Track and field heads to the Baldy Castillo Invitational at Arizona State. Action begins today, runs through Saturday. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls Prater's got a big selection of John Deere compact utility tractors, perfect for any job, any size. The 3038E compact tractor has 38 horsepower, four-wheel drive, helps you increase traction, increases your productivity, and increases your efficiency. It's ideal for loading, for mowing, for tilling, and for digging. Tackle tough jobs in a comfortable operator station, and hundreds of attachments are available to make light work or heavy-duty tasks really seem like a snap. Deer season is here, and Sioux Falls Prater is kick it off the season with great pricing and financing. The 3038E compact tractor is on sale for $17,999 plus 0% financing for 72 months, available for qualified buyers. So hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today. The offer is good through April the 30th. 5 locations. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
The Brazos Valley Symphony Society is hosting the area's first premier market shopping experience from Thursday, March 21st through Saturday, March 23rd at the Brazos Center. On Thursday evening, for just $25, you can get first pick while enjoying food from Christopher's World Grill. On March 22nd and 23rd, starting at 10 a.m., doors open to all. Tickets are $5 each and will be on sale at the door. Visit bvso.org or call the Symphony office at 979-696-6100.
Oh, Faith McGora, St. Patrick's Day is this Sunday. All right, enough of that. Hey, it's Kevin O'Connor. Come out, celebrate the National Day of all the crazy Irishmen. 9 o'clock starts breakfast. 10 a.m., they start pulling pints of Guinness and green beer at O'Bannon's Tap House. Now, they're going to block off the entire street in front of the pub so they can set up a huge tent that'll have live music. The Blackguards will be there. That's Irish rock with a Texas twist, and the Tea Merchants, too. They bring a traditional footstomp and fiddle music to the party. Global events serving up great traditional Irish menu items like fish and chips, shepherd's pie, and corned beef and cabbage. Also, tons of contests and ways for you to win all day. You can get t-shirts, beads, shot glasses, hats, just about anything else that you can think of for a giveaway for St. Patrick's Day will be at O'Bannon's Tap House. And the gang from Guinness, Jameson's, Tallamore Dew, Bushmills, Smithwick's, Killian's, they all stopped by. As a matter of fact, the Guinness Book of World Records stopped by last year and took some pictures. 17 hours of the biggest, best, most authentic St. Patrick's Day celebration in town. Sláinte! That's Irish for to your health. And happy St. Patrick's Day from O'Bannon's.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
About 3 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, what type of TV viewer are you? You can sit this one out, Kat, because you don't watch enough.
Oh, hey, I've watched TV before.
When was the last time you watched television for more than, let's say, 10 minutes?
Yeah, I can't. I don't have the cricket sound clip I have to make with my mouth. Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, there you go. All right, for those of us who do watch television, researchers at the University of Maryland have studied the habits of television watchers and identified five types of viewers. They are the TV innovator. If there's something good on TV, you're not only watching it, you're calling your friends and telling them to watch it. You simply love new shows. The convergence viewer. You can't live without television. If you're not watching TV, you're online surfing the internet. Unfortunately, you have no life. You would be the anti-convergence viewer, would you not?
I
would say yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, the TV skeptic. You believe television is harmful, especially in large doses. The only thing you watch on TV is the news.
Ooh.
You're not even there. Media controller. Before you give up your precious time to watch a TV show, you want to know all about it, so you research the program before you watch it. And finally, the passive viewer. You're the couch tater. The television is always on, sometimes just for background noise. If that's you, don't feel badly. 13% of the population falls into that category.
I don't know that I fit any of those.
I don't know that I do either.
Yeah, what about the informed intellectual?
Yeah, right. I know. All you watch is Downton Abbey. Sure. Practice your British accent by talking back to the television.
Right, so, then. Very good, Governor.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You know, I will. I'll watch some new stuff, but then here's the neat thing, though. Again, with video on demand, if you find something you like, like we did this with Chicago Fire, happened to like that. I like Dick Wolf. I like his television shows. And we watched that, I guess, about 10 episodes in, and then because video on demand, we could go back and watch them all.
Get caught
so now
up.
We're all caught up on it, which is kind of fun. And then, of course, you hear a buzz to The Americans is a show that's got a lot of buzz. That's this year's answer to Homeland, I guess, that it's kind of a hot show. And then, yeah, I don't know. But I didn't find out about Justified till Cliff Howard told me about it. He told me, he said, you know, watch that. And he was right. It's a good show. So, you know, I...